On the other side of the world, where the sun shines hotter than here, and where the trees are 100 feet tall, there is a country called Happy Land. As you might well expect, everyone who lives in Happy Land is as happy as the day is long. Wherever you go, you see smiling faces all around. It's such a happy place that even the flowers seem to smile in Happy Land. And as well as all the people being happy, all the animals in Happy Land are happy too. If you've never seen a mouse smile, or a cat, or a dog, or even a worm, go to Happy Land. This is a story about someone who lived there who happened to be called Mr. Happy. Mr. Happy was fat and round and happy. He lived in a small cottage beside a lake at the foot of a mountain and close to a wood in Happy Land. One day, while Mr. Happy was out walking through the tall trees in the woods near his home, he came across something which was really rather extraordinary. There, in the trunk of one of the very tall trees, was a door. Not a very large door, but nevertheless a door. Certainly a door. A small, narrow, yellow door. Definitely a door. "I wonder who lives here," thought Mr. Happy to himself. And he turned the handle of that small, narrow, yellow door. The door wasn't locked, and it swung open quite easily. Just inside the small, narrow, yellow door was a small, narrow, winding staircase leading downwards. Mr. Happy squeezed his rather large body through the rather thin doorway and began to walk down the stairs. The stairs went round and round and down and down and round and down and down and round. Eventually, after a long time, Mr. Happy reached the bottom of the staircase. He looked around and saw there in front of him another small narrow door, but this one was red. Mr. Happy knocked at the door.
"Who's there?" said a voice.
A sad, squeaky sort of a voice.
"Who's there?"
Mr. Happy pushed open the red door slowly, and there, sitting on a stool, was somebody who looked exactly like Mr. Happy, except that he didn't look happy at all. In fact, he looked downright miserable.
"Hello," said Mr. Happy. "I'm Mr. Happy."
"Oh, are you indeed?"
sniffed the person who looked like Mr. Happy, but who wasn't.
"Well, my name is Mr. Miserable, and I'm the most miserable person in the world."
"Why are you so miserable?" said Mr. Happy.
"Because I am," replied Mr. Miserable.
"How would you like to be happy like me?" asked Mr. Happy.
"I'd give anything to be happy," said Mr. Miserable. "But I'm so miserable, I don't think I could ever be happy,"
he added miserably.
Mr. Happy made up his mind quickly. "Follow me," he said.
"Where to?" asked Mr. Miserable.
"Don't argue," said Mr. Happy, and he went out through the small, narrow, red door. Mr. Miserable hesitated and then followed. Up and up the winding staircase they went, up and up and round and round and up and round and round and up, until they came out into the wood. "Follow me," said Mr. Happy again, and they both set off through the wood back to Mr. Happy's cottage.